Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
What's up, you ass?
All right, 6:23, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges, your coolers, your man caves, wherever you
life?
Have.
Yeah. Stocking your life.
You know what, Hunter? God, that is a tagline right there, buddy.
Like it.
I like, we're going to go with that. So, yeah, if you're thirsty, you won't be thirsty anymore with Bud Distributing. All right, what do you got?
Let's get through some scores here real quick. Then I got a few stories. Actually, I got a bunch of stories. I just got to pick the best one. So, hey, let's go. Major League Baseball yesterday, Indians beat the Tigers 13-5. Damn, dude.
Damn.
All right. Listen to this one. The Milwaukee Brewers, your Brewers, beating the Cubs 14-4. What was in the air yesterday?
Are they T-balling this thing? Good Lord, man.
They're playing on the moon, apparently, dude. And another one gone. The Twins going to be we're in Chicago, but that was postponed because of rain, obviously. Playing the White Sox yesterday. Tonight, Tigers going to be Cleveland playing the Indians at 7:10. Twins going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10. Cubs going to be in Milwaukee playing the Brewers at 8:10. Some high-scoring games yesterday. Maybe the same thing today.
Cripes.
NBA last night. There was a game last night. Clippers beating the Suns 116-108. Tonight, your Bucks going to be in Atlanta playing the Hawks at 8:30. Kind of interested in this NBA playoffs, man. I've been kind of keeping an eye on it a little bit. It's the most I've been interested in basketball in a while. I don't know why. Probably because you don't have your typical, you know, LeBron James in it every single year. It's just like, all right, we get it. Anyway, NHL, moving on. Last night, Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Canadiens 5-1. Are there any NHL games tonight? I'm not sure. It doesn't say. But we do have Olympic skateboarding news. You want to hear about that?
Yeah.
This is kind of cool, actually. Two 12-year-old girls, they've qualified to compete in the first ever Olympic skateboarding event.
Shut up. Really?
12-year-olds. Yeah. Kokona Hiraki. We'll be skating for Japan. Sky Brown will be representing Great Britain. Both girls will be competing in the park skating skateboarding event, which involves doing tricks on skate park style bowls and stuff like stars, handrails, benches, walls, slopes. You know what we're talking about, all the skating stuff. But, dude, you know what? These 12-year-olds, dude, kill it.
They are a third of our age, and they've already done more of their life than we have.
You know? Some of these little kids that can skateboard are absolutely amazing. You know what it is? I think you're lower to the ground. Your bones are a little bit more malleable. You know, you can go for things a little bit more because, well.
You're going to bounce back. Yeah, dude.
You're going to bounce back.
Me getting on a skateboard right now is literally, it will either be like, it's life or death.
It could be the last time you walk.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? Have you ever heard bones shatter? Put me on a skateboard and have me fall down. That's what's going to happen, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Risk just a little bit higher.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, too, is I have a skateboard. I have no idea why I have a skateboard, but I got one. You know, they just paved in front of our house, Brock.
Yeah.
You know, smooth. You know how smooth that road is
now? You're dead, man. You are dead.
I've been thinking about it. And I have a hill I can bomb, too, and it's quite a hill. I don't know. What do you think? Should we try it?
No, because I don't need to learn a new co-host's name, okay? All right? You and I finally got something going here. I don't need you thinking, oh, yeah, I could go down this hill on a skateboard. You can't, God. Hunter. I'm telling you right now, you can't, okay? Just trust me.
It's turning into a big raspberry. That's what it is. It's just skidding across the new pavement.
It's going to be named the Hunter Memorial Hill. That's what it's going to be. And we're going to have a little plaque with your face on it and say, this is in memory of Hunter, who thought he was 36 years old and he thought he could go down this hill on his skateboard.
You might as well just follow me with that steamroller reel. Roll me out, repave.
Look, those construction workers are working so hard at nice new pavement, they don't need it stained with your blood and guts because you're literally going to just burst when you hit that ground.
With my face. That's right. Oh, my tooth.
How'd Hunter die?
Yeah, he's dead. He's dead. You know what? No, I'm going to save some. I want to end it on the Olympic skateboarding right there with the 12-year-olds. I like that. I got a few more stories. There's some more Olympic news in next hour's sports, so stay tuned.
We'll end with Hunter's death on a skateboard. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Hey, hey, hey. Bye, bye, bye. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. everything that rocks.
Sports, for God's sake.
Nailed it, bro. Oh, my God. Fantastic.
Sports. You know,
real quick, talking about boy bands, it'll be interesting to see when my daughter
come back.
Is that at age, like, who's going to be the teen heartthrob when she's at the... Because I remember... all the girls at school losing their minds for Hanson, for Backstreet Boys. Now it's
the inside of every locker.
Oh,
it was Hanson. It was Justin Timberlake.
They all had their favorite boy band member, and all those guys were like, oh, that music sucks. That music sucks.
Jimmy and Trevor and, oh, God, Cameron, whatever their names are.
I'm going to drop a dime on a girl. I won't say her last name, but Katie. Her name was Katie. And I remember I found Katie's notebook. Like, it's, I don't know if it fell out of her backpack. Dude, this thing, there wasn't a single stitch of homework notes in there. It was literally just her love writing notes. Out Hanson, writing Katie Hanson. Like, it was unbelievable. Like, holy, you have a problem. Like, this is Katie Hanson. It's like,
obsession.
But that's what they do. It's no different now. Now it's what all the K-pop bands like BTS and lose their minds, man.
I bet you Katie's bedroom walls were covered in what are those Polaroid pictures / Abercrombie bags /
that one page written in her own blood, like, you will be mine, Hanson. It's like, whoa. All right, we need to. You're going to try and murder the Hanson guys, aren't you?
So what is it nowadays? You said like K-pop and all. Like, is there like a throb? What's the throb?
What throb?
Easy, the teenage there. Throb, is that what they call?
Oh, it's a heartthrob. Yeah, you got the heartthrobs. Yeah. Yeah.
What is it? Is it K-pop?
I think a lot of it right now is like BTS and all the K-pop bands and other. I don't know. I'm not a teenager.
It's just not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
No. I like
Justin was way better.
I like my boy bands with chin strap beards and and wife beater t-shirts and baggy pants. All right, that's what I like.
You're damn right. You're damn right.
Basically, Hunter. How Hunter dresses.
And me, if I had one of those little microphones that go up to your mouth, you know. The ones that that guy from the ShamWow commercial wears, you know?
Yeah, that's
Vince.
Well, look, you can't dance holding a microphone. You got to go hands-free, buddy. You got to go hands-free. All right, we have talked 3 minutes about boy bands. We got to move on, folks. It's time for sports, for God's sakes.
Time for Plan B sports. Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Trying to do a radio show here. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud
hey,
Distributing. Stocking. Hey, Bud.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products. So when you're all sweaty from your dance routine with the boy bands, you can get refreshed. That's what it is.
So sweaty. All right, for God's sakes, let's get to sports. Major League Baseball yesterday. It's going to be hard to do sports and not think about
sweaty boy bands.
The Indians beating the Tigers 13-5, a massacre there. Even more of a massacre when the Milwaukee Brewers played the Cubs yesterday. Damn, dude. 14-4.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just dinging
cranking
homers,
them out of
man.
The park.
Yeah, love it.
The Twins were in Chicago playing the White Sox yesterday. That was postponed, though, due to rain, I would assume. Tonight, Tigers going to be in Cleveland playing the Indians at 7:10. Twins in Chicago playing the White Sox 8:10. Cubs going to be in Milwaukee playing the Brewers at 8:10. NBA last night, Clippers beating the Suns 116-108. There's a game tonight. Your Bucks going to beat Atlanta playing the Hawks at 8:30. Fun to watch, man. It's four teams left, and not your real typical teams to be in the conference finals. So
I like it. Good change it up, man. I was getting so boring for a while.
You know, you kind of get your same teams in there all the time. You see the same players, same people, you know. Anyway, yeah, basketball, a little interesting right now. And they're actually playing basketball. It's kind of fun. NHL last night, Lightning beat the Canadiens 5-1. And let's get to one quick story here. There's one I wanted to talk about. Oh, this guy. Mariners pitcher, Hector Santiago. Did something on Sunday no other pitcher has done this year. He got thrown out for stabbing somebody with a skate. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm the only guy who's ever done that.
He did get thrown out, though. He got thrown out for violating the league's new foreign substance protocols. You know, we were talking about a little bit about it last week, too.
Yeah.
Umpires conducted a required search of his glove in the fifth inning and found a very noticeable substance that warranted his ejection. His glove was confiscated, sent to the league for examination. Santiago could be facing a 10-game suspension. Damn! He's been denied using the foreign substance and insists he only used rosin, which the league allows.
Look, unless they're using, like, that same tar they used in Little Giants to help the kid catch the ball, is it going to give them that much more of a break on that breaking? I mean, maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm ignorant when it comes to substances, but I'm sorry. It almost seems comical to me that some guy using a little bit of Vaseline on his fingers is going to make that much difference in the ball game. Maybe I'm wrong. Right. I don't know.
And maybe it'll make it more interesting. Here's the thing. If it's the same for everybody, what's the problem?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lay the rules. Say, okay, steroids. You know, everybody's going to do steroids, though. That might not be a good example. But we'll use, like, the real sticky substance as an example. If everybody can use it, it's the same for everybody.
Yeah.
So it's just let it happen. It makes it more interesting. Yeah. The ball travels more.
I think.
I don't know.
I think we should give pitchers, like, a baseball cannon, like a potato gun. And then that's what I want to see 300-mile-an-hour fastballs and see if a guy can crack one.
I mean, let's make
the
game more interesting. I think we can all agree on it. You know, the fans make the game, right? I mean, not really. I guess the players do because they're out there doing it. But, you know, the fans, it's for the fans, though. Let's stick with that.
Yeah.
Want it to be interesting. So, come on, baseball. We need something. Anyway, I'm not going to bitch about it. We've bitched about it a lot.
We've been bitching all morning.
I know. Anyway.
You got anything else?
Let's talk about waffle irons. Waffle irons.
That's perfect. Yeah, it's a happy day today, Hunter. It's a happy day.
There you go. That's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.